what exactly is a hackathon?
Well, a hackathon is essentially an event usually hosted by universities, colleges, where students come and they think of an idea during the event or before the event, and they implement it from start to finish in 24 to 48 hours, however long the event is. Then they show it to their peers and judges from sponsoring companies like tech companies and things like that. People aren't assigned anything. They come and they just think of their own thing, whether it's an app or a robot or a contraption or anything that they want to create. It's their idea from start to finish.
So why do it this year? Why have the sort of school-wide hackathon now?
Hackathons in general are becoming more and more popular. They've been around for a while. We've had some really good times at a lot of hackathons, Yale, Penn Apps, Rutgers. So we thought it was just time to have something great like that in this area.
Do you have examples of stuff that has come out of previous hackathons that maybe you've participated in or maybe students from RPI have participated in?
There's a lot of cool stuff at Hack Up State, which was a hackathon that Syracuse ran. An RPI group came up with a project called Waste Me, which is pretty funny. It's essentially a web interface to allow you to waste time more efficiently. So it finds the things that you like, types of YouTube channels or articles that you would like, and it puts them in a kind of a feed similar to how your TV is, so you can kind of switch channels essentially and watch things that you like and flip through.
That's fantastic. I could totally use that. So you said all of this just comes together in 24 to 48 hours. I mean, what is that like? How do you get through it? Is there a lot of caffeine? Is there a lot of chocolate? How do you get through that marathon?
Specifically for Hack RPI, and most hackathons, is the free food the whole time, free snacks, a lot of, Red Bull and coffee and stuff like that. Keeps people going. A lot of times, just people's interest in their own projects will kind of motivate them to keep going.
What do you hope, as one of the organizers, comes out of this experience here at RPI? What's the goal here?
There's a lot of goals. One is definitely do it for multiple years. I definitely would like to have, give everyone the opportunity to come and make projects and show off to companies and stuff like that and their peers. But it's also a learning experience. A lot of people will come and they don't know a technology. They don't know how to work with something. They don't know a specific programming language, and they want to learn that. So they spend the 24 hours working on a quick project, and then they, end up being better engineers or developers in the end.
The term hackathon, it has a playful connotation here. It's a marathon where you are producing something very creative and very innovative. But it does come from kind of a negative term, hacking, the computer crime. What do you have to say about that? What does that mean to computer programmers?
Hacking originally, hack as a term, as I understand it, kind of originally meant, back in the 70s, it kind of meant a quick fix or a quick project, something put together very quickly that just works. Even though it could look completely messy and dirty, but it does the job. And that kind of got appropriated by Hollywood to mean, quick, dirty jobs that break into banks or whatever. I think hackathons in general might be able to kind of bring that term back to its original meaning. We definitely would like to take the term back to mean less malicious and more, I'm doing something productive.